It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hi again, race fans. Welcome in. It's Saturday, round two at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight. And round two of year number 10's show. It's the Midwest Race Report here on Fog Country 101.3 and 1460 AM. Billy Doc Niles, that's Paul Reichert. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker, the voice. And man, oh man, oh man, we're coming off a simply fantastic, probably in the most time I've ever been announcing in this area. I've never came off of a weekend where the attendance was what we saw at Toma and La Crosse last weekend.
Well, when you think about it, you know, right now racing is the only live action going on right now. There's no movies, there's no ball games, there's no bar bands, there's no, you know, concert bands.
There is baseball, though. I was getting my hair cut this week at a place that's all they do is show sports.
Uh-huh.
And the three announcers were all Zooming, video conferencing I think it was a Japanese baseball
game. Oh, no, the Korean League.
Yeah.
The Korean League is on right now, yes.
Do you ever notice, and I don't really stereotype a lot, have you seen any of those baseball games?
No, I have. I when I get half to get early.
Why do they
work.
All look like they need to be out for track and not baseball because they're all heavy set?
I know.
All
I know.
Of
I kind of wonder.
The pitcher tipped the scales at 305.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
So when you get kicked out of wrestling, you got to go play baseball? Is that how it is there?
I don't know. Maybe that's Bartolo Colon's cousin or something. I don't know.
CC Sabathia when he was good.
Yeah, I mean, they're all hitting home runs. Though. I mean, that's a positive part.
Yeah.
It's not boring right. To sit back and watch.
So let me rephrase that. The only live-action sport going on in the United States right now.
There we go.
So, you know, and it seemed inevitable. You can't race in Minnesota, so we got all the Minnesota cars and the Minnesota crowd. You got a bunch of people that pulled the double after La Crosse was over, either ran to the Dells or ran to Jefferson last Saturday. I mean, a fantastic crowd. And then the campground was like, you know, about a third full, too.
We had our own race. It was called Mayfest.
It was called Mayfest. So it was a very spectacular opening day for the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway.
And, of course, Thomas Porter Speedway. Paul, you and I were out there, obviously, about 1,000 people in the grandstands.
Oh, man,
new names coming from all over the place.
God.
We had winners from Minnesota. Yep. We had winners out of McFarland that usually race Madison. Mm-hmm. Returning champs. I mean, what a fantastic night that was. Yeah. And then Amelia Marshall made the obvious mistake. It was her birthday, former Horner Rookie of the Year. Her mom comes up and drops me off 6 bags of brand new stuff. I mean, I had big blankets and hats, all kinds of cool
glow
things.
Glow sticks, yeah.
Glow sticks and glow balls.
Yeah.
Well, I got about 200 kids right below where I'm throwing this stuff out. I've never seen it like that. At intermission. And I kept saying, you know, folks, that's what happens. You invite me to your birthday party, I steal your birthday presents and give them away at Toma. Everyone's just dying when I said
know,
that.
Nice.
Parents are standing around him. It was the biggest crowd we'd ever had for an intermission there. So I do want to thank
Amelia Marshall
and Mrs. Marshall for bringing all that stuff out. And the burgers were good again. Beer didn't get too much because we were following social distancing, so we didn't sell beer after the races.
Oh, that's too bad. But, hey, you know, some of the Mayfesters, they hung out at Toma. They come flying through La Crosse because I was camping at La Crosse. I was there Friday night. You know, about midnight when I'm just kind of sitting there, you know, half awake, half asleep, you know, just a parade of them come flying through. So they were all, you know, and the look on their faces, I mean, they're in kind of a really bad spot up there with all the social stuff that's going on right
Elko
now.
Elko Speedway has canceled their first two in June, so now they're not going to be starting here until June 27th.
So just the relief on their face to be someplace that they're, you know, they're welcome and there's not, you know, a lot of outside distraction going on. I mean, it was great to have all them there.
They were pretty disappointed in the Penguin, though, because he even got a shirt this year. Did he show up?
I didn't see him.
No.
No.
You owe the Mayfesters, Paul. You owe them big.
Yeah. We're not even gonna let you excuse yourself on the air today.
No, that's not gonna happen. So we want to thank all those race fans that came out. supported both Tillman Sports Speedway and lacrosse last weekend. Dell's got things underway finally with a great crowd. They're going to be in action again here tonight. Dell's looking at the Rocky Breezer Memorial 50. They've got late models, 602 late model sportsmen's and bandits. Rocky Breezer, who is that, Paul?
Oh, yes, the Flying Squirrel himself, one of the popular guys in the CWRA for a long time. I remember the, was it the A3 Oktoberfest, the semi-feature, he had an accident with, I think it was John McNamara. He backed his car in the wall, and the rear was completely up.
Yep.
Almost like an extra wing there.
Oops, nice.
Yep, Rocky Breezer, one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet, and so they got a memorial race going on for him tonight down at the Dells.
Yeah, of course, ran that Rocky, the salvage yard there.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were talking about Bullwinkle and Rocky. Hey, Rocky, why don't you pull a rabbit out of my head? That's the first time. I haven't done that in a couple of years.
Oh, wow. My God.
Bullwinkle.
You can wait another couple of years to do that, too.
Fantastic sponsors helping kick off the program for year number 10, Billy Knocknows, and we greatly appreciate all of them.
Of course, you know, one of our favorites, Big Boar Barbecue, they're back with us again, voted number one in La Crosse County. Mm. TACU Credit Union, that guy is so fun to work with. Thomas Sparta Speedway in action again last night and again this coming Friday. J&L Collectibles, NorthStarCustoms.com, our friends at FansArena.com with all the cool threads that we wear. And, of course, we cannot forget O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
My wife hates when he sings that. She loves the jingle. We go to O'Reilly's quite a bit.
Love you, Julie Dyker.
Some of the older vehicles we have, but she hates when he really sings that right there.
Hey, who we got coming on the
Paul
show
Reichert,
today?
Who do we got coming up on the program today? Well, did you hear that echo?
Yeah, I believe we have a former ARCA Midwest Tour PR Director Kevin Ramsell going to be on talking some racing here. And we also have Drew Krybeck. Talking about Tundra and the Midwest Trucks and Epic Media. And, of course, he had got caught up in that big wreck about 10 laps ago in the feature on Saturday at La Crosse. But Matt Henderson will join us to talk about that and if he has any super late model plans this year at all.
Hey, and some guy's got some segment on his own.
Yeah, the record race rewind.
He almost did it, too. I did it last week. He almost said rewind.
Rewind, yes.
Wascally, look at us. So we've got Bugs Bunny and Bullwinkle on the program today. Hey, folks. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Or is that Elmer Fudd?
It is Saturday, boys. So when we come back.
Rabbit season, wasting season.
Yeah, when we come back, Kevin Ramsell is going to join us, give us his thoughts on things going around down in the Madison area.
Wastily wasting rabbit. All right. It's Paul Reichert. It's Bill Knocknows. It's myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker, producer. Jesse sitting over here as well. We're just getting started. Stay tuned, folks. This is Bog Country 101.3, 1460 AM.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report on a hopeful back-to-back racing Saturday at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway after a fantastic crowd and bunch of drivers last weekend, some fantastic racing activity. Unfortunately, we are still probably the only Wisconsin track that is open and allowed to race. Illinois still not racing. According to Elko Speedway, they may not have racing, NASCAR racing, since we're a NASCAR affiliated track till late July. So we could be seeing this border battle going on between Wisconsin and Minnesota drivers way deep into the summer. Kevin Ramsell, former PR director for the ARCA Midwest Tour, is going to be joining us. And Kevin, of course, you've been talking with Greg McCarns down at Madison, and you hear the hubbub going on with lacrosse, and you've got your eye on all these other tracks that's been going on. I think it's safe to say, in all the years you've covered racing, you've never experienced anything like this.
No, no, not at all. You know, I started doing the PR stuff way back in, 2002. So you're looking at 18 years of covering this stuff, and nothing ever resembling anything close like this. I mean, you know, down North Carolina, South Carolina, they might have a hurricane, or Florida, they might have a hurricane that comes by, maybe shut down the track for a week or two while they put the grandstands back. But nothing that's going to really basically shut down the track for either a full season, like some have already done over in other states, or they lose a half a season because they just don't get cooperation from the government with it. You know, one of the big things is that in Wisconsin, when the Supreme Court rejected Governor Evers' stay-at-home order, that pretty much came down to the counties, and then the individual counties got to choose whether or not they got to lift their orders or not. And so not only lacrosse is reopened, but Mississippi Thunder reopened with a real big Dirt Kings Tour event. Slinger Speedway has gone 2 weeks now. Jefferson Speedway is now reopened, and Dell's got themselves.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dell's is actually on their second week of racing as well.
Yeah, so you're down in Dane County, and obviously Madison is affected by this. Madison Speedway, talk about what's going on down there.
Well, it's a simple case, you know, in the conversations I've had with Greg is, you know, he wants to reopen the track, but he's got to follow what the Madison Dane County Health Services tells him, you know, just like other promoters, he's got to walk a thin line. I mean, there'd be people who will go on social media and say, Greg, just screw them, open the track, don't worry about it, take care of it later. But on the realistic side, who's the one who gives him the alcohol license? Who's the one that gives him the conditional use permit to operate that track? Who's the one that gives him the soda license, the food license, all the stuff that makes money for that track for him to operate that track? It's a government that's shutting them down. So we have to keep that in mind, where we can't be like Ace Speedway down in North Carolina that defied Governor Roy Cooper's order and reopened their track to 4,000 fans because the county sheriff was supporting the track, not the governor. We can't do that here in Dane County. So Greg's got to walk that thin line. It's the same thing, too, in Milwaukee County. And that's why we can't have that big Milwaukee mile race next weekend, because of the same reason. Because, you know, Milwaukee and Madison are probably the two biggest areas that have COVID-19 cases. I think, you know, Dane County alone is around 750 cases. And if you look at, like, at La Crosse County, where you guys are, you only have about 50 cases. Jefferson Speedway County only has 110 cases. Where Slinger Speedway is, they only have 17 cases. Buffalo County is where Mississippi Thunder is. They only have 6 cases. And then Portage County, where Plover, Golden Sand Speedway is, they only have 14 cases. So if you look at the number of cases, you can see why some of these tracks and some of the counties can open. And I can understand why Dane County won't reopen Madison. But at the same time, you know, there's people questioning about the protests and stuff going on, going, well, if you're allowing all these large gatherings, why can't Greg have 1,000, 2,000 people at Madison? So it's a very controversial, almost a political issue right now, but we have to walk that fine line here with it.
Talking with Kevin Ramsell, former PR director for the ARCA Midwest Tour Series, also still very deeply involved in the sport of racing and podcasts and the whole shebang. So if you go back to late February, early March, April, NASCAR, of course, had been canceled for a while. Then they all of a sudden string this big block of races together without grandstands, of course. Do you think that short track racing and racer fans bolster the numbers of watching NASCAR, since their states, even Wisconsin, were not open to race at that time? And do you think those numbers will carry now to maybe not the avid race fan that just said, hey, I need something to watch because there's no other sports on TV?
When you watch it, because there's a live sporting event, so when it's on TV, people are watching. There is new draw of interest fans. You know, when you listen to sports radio and stuff like that, people are saying, hey, you know what? I watched a NASCAR race for the first time, and it was actually pretty exciting. I heard the listener call in the Dan Patrick Show one time about that and said, yeah. He goes. I never really sat down and watched NASCAR race, but man, that was a fun thing to watch.
Now here's the question: what was more fun to watch, iRacing or NASCAR?
Oh, I laughed at iRacing. that was funny, but man, it's, you know,
a good funny or a this is stupid, well, kind of funny.
My wife heard me laughing and she came out of the bedroom and said, "What are you laughing at?" And then she says, "They're playing a video game on live TV," and then she went back to the room. She couldn't get it, so
but here's a funny thing about that, Bill, is that while people thought it was just a video game, when suddenly these people sat down and really looked into what these drivers are actually using to actually compete in race, that they're using a simulator at home that's almost like
there was only two guys
actually using laptops and they were doing pretty good.
Well, Derek Krause didn't have the setup that Kevin Ty Harvick Majewski did, but he still raced.
Timmy Hill,
Ty Majewski the same way.
Yep, Timmy Hill.
Kevin. You know, someone went on to Ty Majewski's Twitter and was like, "Yeah, he's got all this money and stuff." Ty Majewski posted a picture and went, "Oh, okay."
Whose daughter was it that shut the race
Denny
up?
Hamlin.
Was that Hamlin?
It was Hamlin's.
Denny Hamlin's that, daughter.
I tell you what, that took social media by storm. Even to people that hate racing, this thought that was the funniest thing.
Even
so
the people
again,
that don't like Denny Hamlin thought it was funny.
They may have bought a couple other fans because they were like, "Whoa, they actually shut the race off while he was competing."
Kevin,
you want to know what made this very realistic? One driver lost his actual ride,
yep,
and another driver lost a big sponsor
for stuff
they did on racing. So,
one of them got booted out of the series at the same time.
Kevin, I got to ask you. You know, we see what NASCAR is doing, and basically they're doing that because they get the big TV contract money. But could something like that with no fans in the stands actually work for a local short track?
I don't think it will unless you team up with a company like Speed 51 to do pay per view and things like that. Now look at Slinger Speedway,
and then that track's going to have to get a huge cut of the profit because. Look how much money the La Crosse Speedway makes off concessions and beer and souvenirs.
Yep.
And I know Bob Dillner is really giving the tracks a lot to help them out to try and do that. If that was a situation with it, to where it'd be a profit making venture if they had to go out and do that. Plus, you know, remember they can still sell their pit passes and things like that. But then some short tracks have opened with no crowds in the stands, and I've not heard really if there's any positives or any negatives with it, to be honest with you. I think, you know, there's a lot of promoters who will not open their track unless they're arfing. And then Todd Thielen, that was how he was with Slinger Speedway. Now, when Slinger Speedway opened on their first night, he had only could sell so many tickets that he actually worked with Bob Dillner to him make his first night available through pay-per-view as well on Speed 51 for about the same cost as what it would be if someone paid a general admission ticket to go into the place.
Got just about a minute left. Kevin, this is obviously taking a toll on every major sport that's out there. Will this have an effect on racing, both on a national scheme, an international scheme, and a local scheme heading into 2021, do you feel?
I think there's renewed interest, to be honest, because NASCAR was one of the first live national major sports to get back into their, if you hate to use an analogy, but get back into their groove of things. I think there's going to be some positives out of this. One of the things I posted on Facebook this week was there's a conversation out there going, does NASCAR really need to have all these practice sessions?
I was going to ask you about that.
Saw that today.
Yeah. That was a great question.
Did they have to have all these practice sessions? Because right now, since they've come back from the first race at Darlington, they've had zero practice. Only one event had a qualifying session. The other ones have either been an invert or a draw, and the racing has been really damn good. Do we need to have all those practice sessions to ruin what we see on the product on the track? I think short tracks, I think there's people out there that's hungry that want to see racing live, and if short tracks can get themselves open before any other sports, any other sport, I think more fans would be interested in it because there's something live for them to see in person.
I think watching them work on their cars is awesome.
All right, Kevin Ramsdell, former PR director of the ARCA Midwest Series. He's still deeply involved in racing, whether it's the track promoters. He keeps his eye on the sport going up.
Hey, did you know he's Paul Riker's assistant at Oktoberfest?
No, the other way around.
Oh, okay.
He wishes he was.
By the way, if you go to, I do have a couple podcasts out there of interviews I've done. I'm trying to do more podcasts once we get going. that's kind of my little thing I'm doing now. I have a podcast where I interviewed Ken Squire a few years ago. And then I have a 2011 Oktoberfest interview I did with Dick Trickle. If anybody wants to go out there, just type in my name. It's the Kevin Ramsdell Podcast.
All righty, Kevin's going to be back up in the tower with us this year, the official tower at Oktoberfest. And look at that that official Oktoberfest tower Facebook page throughout the summer. Kevin, we appreciate you joining us. I've been a great friend of the program, and we will talk to you soon.
Hang in there, guys.
All righty, Kevin Ramsdell. And again, check out what his podcasts have. Very, very insightful. Coming up next, we're going to find out how insightful Matt Henderson's number 33 looks like after last weekend. That's next in the Midwest Race Report.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Rocky Breezer Memorial 50. The late models will run a Memorial 50-lap feature. Plus, you'll see the 602 late models, Sportsman, and the Bandits. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16, or Exit 85 off I-90-94. The Rocky Breezer Memorial 50, tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference.
Oh, here we go, back at the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans, Midwest Race Report. This is show number 2, season number 10 on Fog Country, 101.3, 1460 WPOG. And a good friend of the program, he's been on every time we ask him to, every TV show. Heck, we like him so much, we even sponsor him on KQEG-TV. And his name is...
Hollywood, Matt Henderson.
Matt, how are you, friend?
Great, how are you guys doing?
Good. I would have expected you not to say great after last weekend. Man, you're a positive kind of guy.
Great was not the word I was expecting.
Yeah, well, you can't be down in the dumps too long. You got to get on with it. We got work to do, so no way around it. Just get it done, and it's about all you can do.
So, of course, this is Saturday. Race night is tonight. What are the chances that people are going to see their favorite 33 back on the track tonight?
Oh, it's not going to happen this week for sure. Possibly by next week, but we got wrecked pretty bad there opening night. So, which, to start the night off, that was our first day at the track this year, last Saturday, because we were just buried at work and haven't had time to go rent the track or anything like that. So we just said we're going to wing it and started out with qualifying. We qualified third with probably our fastest ever lap in the lacrosse car. So that was pretty promising. And
especially against the guys you were racing against. Yeah, I mean, the heavy hitters.
That was an impressive lap, Yeah.
Well, I think we beat all the local drivers in qualifying. It was just the two of the out-of-towners that got us. So that was pretty encouraging for us, being our first time at the track, you know, without any testing and whatnot. We changed a bunch of stuff like we always do over the winter. So trying some new stuff and pretty encouraged. But being that it was our first time, we changed a bunch of crap during the night, you know, to... we changed a ton from when we first got there, and we had it almost perfect at qualifying there. And then we just freed the car up way too much for the races, and we thought the track would tighten up, but it got slicker and slicker, it seemed like. So kind of dialed ourselves out for the heat race in the future, but I think we got a good starting point. So if we get the car back together and we get out there, I think we'll be pretty good.
You know, Matt, you were one of the two people that were gracious enough to grant me an interview on the track after the accident, right there in the middle. Man, that looked like a twisted heap when they were pulling it away.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people get pretty, well, of course you're upset, but there's nothing you can do about it. It happened, so I try and at least be nice, you know, be nice and talk to the fans. And you know, I could go on whine about it, but that ain't going to help the situation. So it kind of was what it was, and, you know, I like to talk, so what the heck.
So the
car was wrecked pretty bad. The rear stub is bent for sure. The rear end is bent in a U. So pretty much everything back there is wrecked. Body, I think the fuel cell is about the only thing that survived back there.
Oh, man.
Then the front end, we're not sure yet if the front stub's bent. We just pulled the motor out last night, and everything on the right front needs to be replaced, and that's all bent. So it's pretty tore up.
And the thing is you don't have a – this is probably your first year in forever that you don't have a backup car to get into.
Yeah. Ever since we started, we've had a backup car, and we sold that now a couple of years ago. And I'm sure if I gave Jacob a call, he'd say hop in it. But by the time we do that, then we'll wreck two cars, and you know how that goes. So
and then you would just spend the rest of your summer super late model racing.
Yeah, right. Well, and we weren't sure, you know, it looked pretty bad there just at first glance. So, you know, if the front and rear stubs are bent, then, you know, is it worth, fixing up this car, which is it's like a 2001 chassis. So it's pretty old girl. And at that point, we might have been better off to start out fresh with a new one. But so there's still some stuff to be determined. As far as the front end, we're still checking that over to see if it's bent and whatnot. So,
well, Diker kind of led to a question here. What is the progress with the late model? How much super late model racing are you going to do this summer?
Well, that is kind of to be determined. We were planning on going to Milwaukee, but now that has been postponed. And honestly, I don't foresee that getting rescheduled just because it seems like every weekend there's a big race going on somewhere. So to reschedule would be kind of a pain. But the only two that we had kind of down in stone there were Milwaukee and then Oktoberfest again, obviously. So
We've got to talk. This is the first time we've actually had a good chance to talk to you since the banquet. Talk about that super late model experience at Oktoberfest last year.
Yeah, that was
phenomenal,
man.
There was a point
in
time that Billy and I are talking to each other through our radios personally saying, Henderson's got a shot to win this.
Yeah, you were impressive inside the top 10 all day.
Well, I think we would have... Now, I'll try and make it as short as possible, but...
No, you got some time.
All right, well, that was by far the most fun I've ever had racing.
Sweet.
And the car, oh my God, turned like a dream in the center. It was just a dream. So our plan was just to ride it out, and, I mean, I was keeping pace with the leaders. I just kept my distance in case they wrecked because they were racing pretty hard there. And, you know, people would catch me and, well, do you want me to race them? Nope, just let them go. So I'm just on cruise control letting, like, Ty caught me and I let him go and a couple other guys. And I think I rode in fourth place there almost
for
up to
quite
that
a while. Yeah.
At, like, type 110 there. I was in the top five there and just riding, not burning up my stuff. And we pitted and I was just riding there and our plan was, with 30 to go, I was going to, you know, drive up towards the front there and see what happens. And so with about 70 laps to go, the car started getting really loose in, which I had not felt the entire weekend. So the last 70 laps, I was pretty much white knuckling it because it was just getting worse and worse. And we didn't, you know, Boomer, my brother-in-law, was spotting for me and he's like yelling at me on the radio, you can't leave the inside open, you know, and I'm sideways, you know, going in. What am I supposed to do? And trying to back up the corner. And it was the first 130 laps was a dream. The last 70 were not good.
But, you know, the thing
is,
that was your first year.
We pulled into the pit after the race, and the seal, one of the seals in our rear end went out, and the whole right rear corner of the car was solid oil all over the tire. So that would explain why we got loose in. But had that not happened, you know, I think we would have had a top five. No problem, and who's to say what could have happened, but by far, the most fun that we've ever had.
And it's not like you guys have been super late model racing forever. You didn't have a quick fix. You really couldn't determine what was going on had you been driving that car for quite a while where you may have been able to go in, get it fixed, and come back out. But still, you couldn't complain.
Oh, heck no. That was a blast. And that was our first, you know, we only went to the track once with that car, too, to test, and... You know, we don't know. Well, I mean, it feels really good. Does it, you know, we don't know where to base ourselves off of time-wise. And so we just said, well, we'll go race it fast. And we, you know, just to make the race was our goal. And I think we qualified eighth, like an 18-8, something like that. And we're hauling, you know, for us, that's hauling the mail, if you know what I mean. So just to make the race was our dream come true for our team. And now, you know, we want to go out and play around a little if we get some time here, so we shall see.
Well, we only got about a minute left here, Matt. We want to give some shout-outs to your sponsors here. Who's supporting you this year?
Well, geez, you caught me off guard here. Ultra Federal Credit Union, KQEG-TV, DJ Dan Diker. Bond Drywall Supply, Custom Excavating.
Now that you got the top three out of the way, let's talk about the rest.
Yeah, right. Hungry Peddler, Hess Excavating, Collision Specialist. I'd say by far, who's not even on the car, but the biggest donor is John's Drywall.
Car owner.
Jeez. Hungry, yeah, Bernie's Equipment.
Hungry Peddler.
He said Hungry Peddler already.
Hungry Peddler, yep. Best place in town.
Love that place.
Timmer's 10 Mile Pub.
Love that place, too.
Another awesome bar. Hopefully I didn't miss any. It's been a while since I've been to Victory Lane. So,
Matt, as we get you out of the segment here, you were unfortunately, and I say this with a heavy heart, one of only three smokers that I actually got to do this year. I got to do Bill Schatz. I got to do Sam Niles.
Yep.
And then I got to do yours. So at least we had a good time at Timmer's, at least getting your smoker done.
Yeah, I feel really bad for, you know, everyone else. Ours was the last weekend there before everything kind of shut down. And
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I know Bachman, they're rescheduling, and Thompson. And
yep.
I don't know. It's just, I feel bad for everyone because we're, you know, we all couldn't race without our smokers. That's how it is for us anyways. So hopefully they can reschedule them, and we'll be out to support them.
All right, as always, in the hunt, Matt Henderson, driveultra.org, number 33. And hopefully we'll see him back out here in a couple of weeks in his late model and on the track in his super late later this summer. Matt, always great to have you on the program. Tell the family we said hi, and we will talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, Matt Henderson. His nickname, Paul, is?
Hollywood.
Boy, he didn't get that very quick, did he?
Yeah, you got to say with emphasis, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
There we go. Coming up next, we're going to talk tons of super late models as we're talking super lates. We're going to talk media, and we're going to talk vinyl with Drew Krybek. That's coming
trucks
up next.
Trucks, too.
On the Midwest Race.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Toma, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Toma Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making the difference.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is open for customers in their dining room. They've weathered the virus and are now ready to welcome you back inside the dining room for lunch and dinner. They're practicing social distancing, extra cleaning, and sanitizing. For those who don't want to come inside, the drive-thru is open, and the outdoor picnic tables are clean and ready for your use. Big Boar Barbecue is open again, Highway 16 West Salem. Come enjoy a delicious mouthful or call 608-612-0387.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Midwest Race Report brought to you by a whole ton of sponsors, some old, some new. Billy, who do we have this year?
Oh, of course, one of our favorites, Big Boy Barbecue up there in West Salem, voted one of the best in La Crosse County. TACU Credit Union, big sponsor of our next sponsor, Thomas Sparta Speedway.
TACU, this is the first show they've ever sponsored of us. So nice. Welcome to Todd and the entire gang of Toma on board.
You know what? But you know what's nice about TACU? They love to give people cash. They're cool about that.
Todd's a huge race
he
fan.
He is. And of course, J&L Collectibles, the guys there that you'll see them at the speedways all over when they start opening up. NorthstarCustoms.com, and of course, the people who supply the cool threads we wear. Fans Arena and fansarena.com.
Our next guest on the program, deeply involved in racing as well, one of the originators of the Tundra Super Late Model Racing Series. He also owns Epic Media and Vinyl, and he's also been helping out the Midwest Truck Series this year. That would be our good friend of the program, Drew Krybek. Drew, how are you, my friend?
Doing fantastic. Glad to be back at a racetrack.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you got an earlier jump than I did because you guys went up to that sold-out show at MTS, you and Matt Pannier. Oh, Matt Pannier's girlfriend just had a birthday this week. So
happy birthday, Matt Pannier's girlfriend.
And not only does it feel good to be in Wisconsin that we can go to racetracks, but on the other hand, you got to kind of feel good because we're seeing racers from Jefferson, Slinger, Madison, Elko, all converging in the Midwest that we call La Crosse and West Salem.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun to see. It's been fun to see, you know, the Elko guys come down to La Crosse. Last week, you know, they were, you know, I think it was almost split, you know, 50-50. And, you know, I think racing has been kind of that escape. Racing's brought some normalcy back to people and back to the Midwest and back to the racing community. You know, a lot of people, they'd go out and, you know, in the past they'd go camping or the kids would be involved in sports or swimming or gymnastics and just the racetrack just happened to be one of those things that just got put to the side. And now we're seeing that racing is really the only kind of escape right now until some other sports get back. It's been fantastic to see the crowds, the racers, the teams, the crews. I've seen a lot more people down in the pits helping. So it's been really cool to see that racing has been able to be that outlet, be that escape for people's lives to get back to somewhat normal in this crazy time that we're in.
And I also have to mention the drivers that visited a jam-packed Tomo Sportive Speedway last weekend. Steve Mueller came up in his six-shooter from Madison. He ended up winning a feature. Justin Schilicci came down from Minnesota in the Hornets. He won a feature. And then you go back to La Crosse, and the Madison Misfits champion from last year, Dave
Edwards.
Edwards comes up to win. So it was kind of a neat weekend that our locals almost got swept.
You know what? One of the things I emphasized on some of the media stuff I did last weekend, even when we were announcing last Saturday, this is the only live event going on right now. You don't have a movie. You don't have a ball game. You don't have a band anywhere. This is the only live entertainment going on right now. This is probably the best time for racing to capitalize on a fan base.
And Drew, when we were talking to Kevin Ramsell earlier in the program, I had said, hey, what did this do for NASCAR? No short tracks were running. NASCAR was with no grandstands. But as deeply involved in iRacing that you are, you had to have seen a huge jump in viewership for folks to watch iRacing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody kind of, you know, everybody said it's a virtual video game, but what wasn't virtual was the 1.4 million people that will watch the very first iRacing event.
That's
I think that was kind of
opened,
you know, that opened up a people's eyes that, you know, what you're watching a product. We're all race fans. Like, you know, as I'm flipping through, I don't care if it's a lawnmower or, you know, an electric car, or, you know, if there's racing on, we watch it. And, you know, the virtual thing provided a little bit of an escape, and it really got to showcase what iRacing is about. Got to showcase a lot of the talent. And I loved it to see guys like Garrett Smithley and Timmy Hill be able
Hill with his little laptop.
Right, to be able to run out front, and you know, now you start to see him on Sundays and now, or Thursdays or Tuesdays or whenever they're running now, and you get to, you feel like you have a little bit more of a connection with them. You got to see these guys outside of their helmet, and it really, I think, made everybody feel like what dirt track guys feel. You know, we can go into iRacing now and you can race the same car as Clint Boyer. You can race the same car as Jimmy Johnson. And that's what dirt racing has, is you can go run the same 410 sprint car as Donnie Schatz. You can go run the same outlaw late model or late model as Scott Blomquist. And that's the connection that NASCAR got to get back to the short track racing fans. And they did that through iRacing and just seeing the uptick in iRacing. We went from having 6,000 to 7,000 people on a night to 15,000 people on a night overnight. And it was awesome to see. And I hope to see a lot of that continue. And really maybe get some of these kids interested in racing again, and then translate them over into the real world.
And then, of course, before Paul asks you a question, you got a little taste of the pie this year. Your newly developed company, though, it's been, what, probably 4 or 5 years now that you've had Epic Media and Epic Vinyl. You found your logo and your company on the national stage.
Yeah, I saw
cool.
That. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, Ty Majeski is on our iRacing team. You know, a lot of us hang out every night, you know, just virtually through things like TeamSpeak and through iRacing. And we designed, he put together a last minute deal for that, the Pro Invitational thing. And he needed a scheme. And so, you know, my buddy Cody, who does a lot of our design work, threw together the scheme for him for that CMR roofing company. And we threw the logo on the back of the car. And so it was pretty cool to be able to see it on Fox Sports 1 and Fox, national TV, you know, in front of, you know, 1.4 and 1.1 million people in two separate weeks before they changed up the format. But yeah, that was really cool to see. You know, just a single guy, you know, that loves racing here, this, you know, building a company, and to see the logo on national TV was really cool.
And shifting gears here, Drew, we're going to talk a little Tundra here. And with other series like the World of Outlaw Late Models having to drop some races here, with your shifting of the schedule here, you still have all six races. And because of that, actually, I'm going to plan to attend at least three of them here. So how much work had to go into the shuffling of things with the schedule here?
Yeah, you know, it's probably one blessing of only having six races is it's easier to move them around. There's only so many weeks involved. This is something, to be honest, that when this first hit, we really started to look at that first race, you know, knowing that it was middle of May, not having an idea when it was going to kind of come back. So we started talking to WIR real early, set a date. And, you know, so we wanted to get that date out there that way, really. You know, everybody knew in other tracks, and because everybody's in the same predicament as we are. And then the Marshfield, we could have ran it. It's everything opened back up, but we have a lot of sponsors that come to that race and support that race. And it wasn't fair to, in a couple weeks, try to throw together a program for our racers and for the sponsors without really having much prep work. And so we had already talked about a makeup date for that one as well. You know, and so now our season will start July 4th at the Dells Raceway Park, which I think is kind of fitting. In this year, it's our 10th year. We're starting on July 4th, the holiday, back at the Dells. So just it's all seemed to kind of work out to how it should, to have a real condensed short season of only about 3 months. And then still have all six races.
Drew, we got a little less than 2 minutes here. I know you're heavy into the truck series. Talk a little bit about it. You got one race in already. Talk a little bit about that truck series.
Yeah, it was an awesome race. You know, Golden Sands, it was a fantastic crowd Memorial Day weekend there. We added a race to Cedar Rapids, Hawkeye Downs now. It's a hike, you know, so it's going to be a 3.5-hour trip for most all the truck guys. But June 12th, we're now down at Cedar Rapids. First time we've been back there since 2018.
If you need a room, I got the hookup.
So we'll be talking. And then from there, you know, we're going to hope to go to Madison. But that race is, you know, really in Dane County's hands. You know, that race is scheduled for June 26th. Dane County has their deal until June 23rd. Nobody really knows what's going to happen after that. So that the season is being pieced together for the truck series as well. And so, you know, we're talking to different racetracks to potentially be able to either add a second date or go there for the first time. And so from a promoter side, it's just as frustrating, you know, as what's going on, just because there's so much uncertainty, you know, as it is for the racer. But overall, the racing community has shown up strong. Toma had a fantastic crowd last week, and we look for that to continue. You know, and again, short track racing, this may be the little jump start that short track racing needed to kind of start that rebound.
Alrighty, and Drew, of course, the media work and the vinyl work for yourself has been in full gear during the off season.
Check it out on our TV show too. We got that big sign right behind us.
Yes, we do.
I am sorry. I didn't know you were throwing to me, so you can edit that out.
Well, we're running out of time, though. But I will plug, folks. If you need some vinyl work done, banners, signs, whatever the case may be, get a hold of Drew on Facebook. He's a social media freak like I am. He'll get back to you right off the bat. And small businesses, even getting into medium businesses, if you need some help on some marketing, hey, I got a great idea for a business. Boom. Now what do I do? Get a hold of Drew. This guy, I've been watching him for the past couple of years get this thing down pat, and it's cost effective, and it's really going to help you a lot more than just dumping tens of thousands of dollars into advertising because, well, if you don't know what your product is, how can you advertise? Drew, you can use that too, by the way.
Perfect.
That was pretty good.
Wow. Diker just wrote you a jingle, dude.
Yeah, can you edit that and send that to me?
Yes, I will. Drew Krybek's been a great friend of the program for years. Tundra Super Late Models, just check him out on Facebook. Vinyl Works and the Epic Media, get a hold of
Drew.
And
the Truck Series.
And the Truck Series as well. Drew, thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon at your local short tracks.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Drew Krybek coming up next, the Reichert Race Rewind. Yes, there are some tracks racing, not a whole lot, but Paul's got it. Coming up next on 101.3, 1460 WBOG.
Oh, O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Rocky Breezer Memorial 50. The late models will run a Memorial 50 lap feature. Plus, you'll see the 602 late models, Sportsman, and the Bandit. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. For more info, go online to dellsraceway.com. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16 or exit 85 off I-90-94. The Rocky Breezer Memorial 50, tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from 3 different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
It's the Three Amigos. Paul, Doc, and Dan on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Bond Country, 101.3, 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Donker, Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, cruising right along here as we get you set for another night of racing at La Crosse. Tonight, it is late models, sportsmen, hobby stocks, and I can't wait to see the number that we're about to bring out there. Last week, we had a ton of street stock six-cylinder cars at Toma. Tonight, they get their opener. And, Paul, I would presume we're going to probably see 20-plus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had a pretty good crowd for Toma on opening night, and it should be a good show on tonight here.
Hey, do you know what time it is, Dan?
Well, I'm hungry. Does that count?
Well, that's every time.
Yeah, that's all the time.
It is time for one of the best segments on the show, and it is the man who has the winners from north, south, east, and west, even a few across the border. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you, Bill. We'll start with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, continuing their three-day show at East Bay Raceway in Tampa on Tuesday night. Actually, Tuesday and Wednesday, Brandon Overton won both features. Thursday, State Park Speedway had their season opener. Justin Mondyke won the Super Late Model feature. Friday, Gondek Law Speedway up in Superior kicked off their season. Pat Doerr won the Wasota Late Model feature. Dan Ebert, the Wasota Modified feature. Josh Angst won the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Tomo, after season started, Brad Wiles, reigning modified champion, claimed the win in the modifieds. All-Star Circuit champions kicked off night one of two nights at Park Jefferson Speedway over in South Dakota. Aaron Rootsell, the winner. POWRA Midges kicked off their Turnpike Challenge. First of two nights at I-44 Riverside Speedway in Oklahoma City. Zach Dawn, the winner. And the World of Outlaw Late Models kicked off a two-night show at Davenport. Friday night, they ran on the quarter mile there at Davenport. They have a half-mile and quarter-mile track. They ran the quarter mile. Brandon Shepard won by 0.007 seconds.
Holy cow. How do you know where the finish line is on a dirt track?
I know. Saturday, wow, at ABC Raceway.
Like MTS. Yeah. You can either go by the cone that's located in turn as you're coming off of turn four. Yeah. Or you could do a stripe. So I bet they went with a. They had to go.
They had to have gone with a cone. Yeah.
Saturday, ABC Raceway. Pat Cook won the Wasota Modified feature. Dan Rodel won the West IMCA Modified feature at Beaver Dam. At Cedar Lake, Jesse Glenn took the NASCAR Late Model feature, and another win for Dan Ebert as he claimed the NASCAR Modified feature. At the Dells, of course, the Navafeld Memorial for the CWA Late Models. Twin features went to Jesse Bernhagen and the jokes are
Harley.
Yeah.
Jesse claimed the overall win. At Jefferson, Riley Stengem won the late model opener. At La Crosse, of course, that wild season opener saw Steve Carlson win the NASCAR late model feature. Mike Anderson won the Wasota modified feature at Rice Lake. Night two for the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Park Jefferson, won by Austin McCarroll. POWR Midges, night two at I-44, won by Michael Kofold. World of Outlaw late models, they ran on the half mile at Davenport Saturday night. Brandon Shepard won again.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Multi-talented.
Yes. ARCA CRA Super Series and the CRA J's All-Star Tour, both down at Lebanon, Missouri. Carson Hocevar won the ARCA CRA Super Series race, and the CRA Jigsaw Sartor race went to Bubba.
Bubba.
Yep.
Bubba.
Crate Racing USA ran the Tri-County Speedway in Flomation, Alabama. That's a real town. Flomation. Cruz Skinner.
Did you Mike's, Flomation
can you see,
on
can
lately?
You see a heavy southern draw yeah. saying that?
Cruz Skinner, Mike's kid, won the feature there.
Nice.
And day one of the Motor America weekend at Road America over Nuckard Lake went to Cameron Bobier. In fact, he won on Sunday also. Also Sunday, season opener in Dubuque saw Terry Neal won the IMCA late model feature. Troy Cordes won the IMCA modified feature. Slinger had the Alan Kolke Memorial Race. Steve Apel won the super late model feature. Jacob Donis had the late model feature. AMA Supercross are going to run all seven of the remaining rounds at Reichseckel Stadium in Salt Lake City. That's where their finale is scheduled to be.
Well, normally they travel across the country.
Well,
right?
They're doing all seven, last seven rounds at there in Salt Lake.
So kind of like the NBA all
yep.
in Orlando.
They started on, they're doing basically alternating between Sunday and Wednesday. They had the first race on Sunday.
Okay.
Eli Tomac won that race. And the POWI Midgets wrapped up their Turnpike Challenge at Port City Raceway in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kenan McIntosh scored the victory.
Okay, why are you smiling at me?
That's a different, interesting name, okay. Kenan McIntosh.
And that'll that's do it for, a long name.
Yeah.
He got the canary look on
yeah,
his face
that's
there.
That's all for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, thank you, Paul. Hey, we're going to put a bow on this week's show. We got one more segment to go. We're going to let you know what's going on at La Crosse and everywhere else around the Midwest. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1460 AM WBOG.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Rocky Breezer Memorial 50. The late models will run a Memorial 50-lap feature, plus you'll see the 602 late models, Sportsman, and the Bandits. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16, or Exit 85 off I-90-94. The Rocky Breezer Memorial 50, tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making the difference. Every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Midwest Race Report on 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's Radio Man Dan Diker. It is Billy Doc Nelson and Waspy Waste Rabbit Penguin Paul Weichert.
Yeah, we got to shut his mic off. He's done.
And we get ready to close out the program, the Midwest Race Report here on Bog Country, 101.3 at 1460 AM. It's so bad that Paul can't even look at us in the studio. He has his wascally back turned to us.
The W's have been flat. Hey, some great racing action anywhere in your neighborhood. Don't forget to check out our friends at Jefferson Speedway tonight. Dells Raceway Park, it's a Rocky Breezer Memorial. You got late model 602 late model Sportsman and Bandits. La Crosse Fairground Speedway tonight, late model Sportsman, Hobby Stocks and Street Stocks. First green flag at La Crosse, 7 p.m. First green flag at the Dells at 6 p.m. Get out and support your local short track.
Since when do they have a first green flag at La Crosse at 7 p.m.?
7:30, my bad. Oops.
Oh, my.
I wrote this down in a hurry here.
He's only been associated with the Speedway for like 40 years. Holy You're as getting as wascally as Paul Weichert is over there in the corner.
I really screwed that up.
Hey, get out and support your local racetracks, race fans. Check us out on Facebook, the Midwest Race Report. I think we are about ready to give some stuff away here next week, too.
Really? Ooh. You got a prize package all put together?
Ooh. Matter of fact, when I moved from Sparta to West Salem, I have two boxes full of stuff.
I do want to remind people that if you are considering coming to the Oktoberfest races and need a place to stay, our guy Diker already has a block at the Days Inn in La Crosse.
It's already a quarter full,
too. So if you need a place to stay, you don't have a camper, get a hold of Diker. Great rates for the Oktoberfest race weekend.
Kevin Ramsell wanted all four jacuzzi suites this year, and I said, you don't have an entourage.
Dude. Jeez, he ain't bringing that many people.
You have a me, yourself, and you.
He's bringing Caleb. That'd be it.
Yeah, Caleb failed at the jacuzzi last year. Remember those pictures on Facebook. All right, again, check us out on Facebook, the Midwest Race Report. And we will be back next weekend with Willie Walk Niles, Whitty O'Man Dam, and Paul the Penguin Weichert.
My apologies in segment two. I forgot to say it again. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
Should have been wow.
Cover your ears, Julie.
All right, it's going to do it for Jesse and Weichert and Doc. I'm Radio Man Dan. See you next week. We'll see you back on the Cross Speedway. This has been the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3, 1460 AM.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, better prices every day. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Midwest Race Report on WBOG.